Imagine that you are talking to your friend or teacher, and they speak first. Follow along with me. When I finish speaking, you respond. Say the first thing you think of. Please speak clearly. Here are two examples. Example A. You see your old friend at a party. He walks over to you.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Example B. Your friend needs some help moving a heavy old desk out of her dorm room.
Could you help me move this desk?
I'd be happy to.
Now, let's begin. Set A. Number 1. Class Notes.
Yesterday, you were sick and didn't go to classes. This morning, you asked a friend for her class notes.
Sure thing. Here they are.
Number 2. Campus Reception.
There is a reception on campus. The organizer invited you and a few other students as well. It is getting late, and you decide to leave. You go over to the organizer.
Thanks for coming.
Number 3. More food.
You are having dinner at a friend's house. Your friend offers you more food, but you couldn't possibly eat another bite.
Would you like some more?
Number 4. Makeup test.
You have been studying very hard for your grammar test. But on the morning of the test, your alarm doesn't go off, and you oversleep. You ask your teacher for a makeup test, and he says,
"Okay, I'll give you a break this time, but don't let it happen again."
Number 5. Nice apartment.
Your friend is visiting your apartment for the first time and says,
"Nice place."
Number 6. Book pickup.
You're in your apartment talking with your roommate. You mention that you need to pick up a book at the bookstore, but you don't have any free time today.
I can pick it up for you.
Set B.
Number 1. Rainy day.
It's raining really hard, and you don't want to walk. A friend pulls his car over to offer you a ride.
Hey, want a ride?
Number 2. Shopping help.
You go to a clothing store and you need to find a new shirt. A salesperson approaches you. You don't want the salesperson's assistance.
Can I help you?
Number 3. Pen.
Right before the final exam begins, you notice that you don't have anything to write with. A friend hands you a pen and says,
"Here, use this."
Number 4. Friendly cashier.
You're in the supermarket. After paying, you pick up your bags and you are ready to leave the cashier's counter. The cashier says,
"Have a nice day."
Number 5. Store trip.
You need to go to a store all the way on the other side of town, and your friend says,
"I can take you."
Number 6. Busy Professor.
You stop by your professor's office to ask a question about an assignment. You know he is very busy, but he answers your question in detail. When he finishes, he says,
"And that's all you have to do."
Appendix. Text for Worksheet 1, Listening Exercise.
Excerpt 1. Accepting an Offer. Right before the final exam begins, you notice that you don't have anything to write with. A friend hands you a pen and says,
"Here, use this."
"Thanks."
Excerpt 2. Refusing an Offer. You are having dinner at a friend's house. Your friend offers you more food, but you couldn't possibly eat another bite.
"Would you like some more?"
"No, thanks. I'm full."
Let's listen to this conversation again. In the United States, students also said, "No, thanks. I'm stuffed." This is not used in Australia and Britain.
"Would you like some more?"
"No, thanks. I'm stuffed." Excerpt 3. Request granted. You have been studying very hard for your grammar test, but on the morning of the test, your alarm doesn't go off and you oversleep. You ask your teacher for a makeup test, and he says,
"Okay, I'll give you a break this time, but don't let it happen again."
"Okay, thank you so much. I promise it won't happen again."
Excerpt 4. Leave-taking. You stop by your professor's office to ask a question about an assignment. You know she is very busy, but she answers your question in detail. When she finishes, she says,
"And that's all you have to do."
"Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it."